Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes, 8 and 9. Mishnah Ches says, Nishbar Etzem Yado, if it broke a foreleg, Ve'etzem Raglo, or if the animal broke a hind leg, Afal Pi She'eno Nikar, even though it's not noticeable. So these would be Mumin, these would be blemishes, that would disqualify an animal from being a Bechor. Mumin Elu, Mana Ila Biyavne. So these Mumin, Ila enumerated in Yavne, V'hodu lo chachamim, and the sages agreed with him. V'od shlosha hosif, and he said three more, Amru lo, and they responded, Lo shamanu eselu. They said, we never heard these. So they didn't accept the others that he said as additional Mumin. And what were these Mumin? Es shagaga eno agol kishal adam, if the animal's eye is round like that of a person. Upiv domel shel chazir, or if its mouth is like the mouth of a pig. Vishenito rov hamadabir shaloshono, and if the major part of the speaking portion of the tongue is missing. And of course, by speaking portion of the tongue, we don't mean the animals can speak, but we mean the part that enables speech in a human. So it's the movable part of the tongue, the part that's not connected to the mouth. So Ela's contemporaries in the Sanhedrin did not accept these as mumin. Ubeizdin shel achrehen amru hare elu mumin. But the subsequent Beizdin agreed and acknowledged that these are, in fact, defects that would disqualify a Bechor. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. So if the animal has a broken leg, afal pi she'eno nikar, even though it's not noticeable, kishehu omed she'ein hashever nira. We're talking about when it's not noticeable while the animal is just standing. Aval nikar kishehu mahalich shehu tzolea. But it is noticeable when the animal walks that it's limping. De'i eno nikar klal lo havi mum. Because if it's not noticeable at all, it would not be a defect. So there were three additional mumin that Ela said. One of them was egel kishal adam, that the eye is round like that of a person. De'lav hainu orcha shehe gagal ayin habahema egel kishal adam. Because it's not normal, it's not natural that an animal's eye should be round like that of a person. So when it came to these three additional mumin, his contemporaries in the Sanhedrin did not agree. Ubeisin shel achrehen amru hare elu mumin, but the subsequent beisin said these are in fact defects. V'chein halacha, and that is in fact the halacha. We do paskin that these would be mumin for a bechor. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. So there was an incident where an animal's lower jaw extended beyond its upper jaw. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel sent a shaila, he asked a question of the Chachamim, and they responded that this is in fact a defect disqualifying the Bechor. Ozen Hagadi, Shahaisa Kfula, there was a kid's ear that was doubled. Amru Chachamim, and the sages responded in that case, Bizman Shehi Etzem Echad Mum. If it has a single earlobe, then it is a mum, a defect. Vim Eno Etzem Echad, but if there's not a single earlobe, Eno Mum, then it would not be a defect. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said, Zanav Hagadi Shehi Domo L'shel Chazir, the tail of a kid that resembles the tail of a pig, Veshe'en Bo Shlosh Chulyos, and if it doesn't have three segments, Hare Zemum, then that is also a defect. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Maisa Shehalechi HaTachton, there was an incident where the lower jaw extended beyond that of the upper jaw. Mishum de Tanan la'el, de Piv Doma la'chazir, pligi Rabbanan, ale de Ela. So in the previous Mishnah, when Ela said that the mouth resembles that of a pig, the Chachamim did not agree with his opinion. Komash malan, hashta, de lo pligi Rabbanan, ale. So we see in our case, the Chachamim do not disagree. Elek bisfaso ha'oyona, odefes al hatachtona. They only disagree when the upper jaw extends above the lower jaw. But when the lower jaw extends beyond the upper jaw, there they agree that it is in fact a blemish. Ozen Hagadisha Haisa Kfula, there was a kid whose ear was doubled. Sheyeshlo Shtei Aznayim Mitzad Echad, Ozen B'toch Ozen. So it had two ears on one side, one inside the other. So the Chachamim there responded that if they have a single earlobe, it's a defect, but if they have two different earlobes, eino mum, it's not a defect, v'taima lo itparish, but the Gemara does not explain the reason for this. Umikol mokom lo dami lebal chamesh raglayim, but in any event, it's not the same as when an animal has, for example, an extra leg. The ozen betoch ozen eno nira kolkach, because one ear inside the other isn't particularly visible. Finally, if the tail resembles that of a pig, shehi doma l'shel chazir, agula kizinav hachazir, it's circular, curly, like the tail of a pig, va'af al pi she'eno daka kamosa, even though it's not narrow, it's not thin, like a pig's tail. That is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Yud and Yod Aleph.